It's early morning, around 6 a.m., and I'm standing with Chef Tim Urbanek in the kitchen of the Cafe Cimino Country Inn. Tim grew up in western Pennsylvania in a coal camp, and his mother, Julia Cimino, was a first-generation Italian immigrant from Calabria.
The polenta was a staple in our family. This is a polenta that I've known all my life since I was a little kid. We add to this Romano cheese, fresh butter, and then we use water for the base.
This morning, Tim Urbanek cuts the thick polenta into triangular wedges. He dusts it in flour and a bit of salt and pepper, and then fries it in oil. Tim has been teaching his son Eli to cook their family recipes, which originated in Calabria. Tim's mother's maiden name is Cimino, and he named his restaurant after her. Julia Cimino is now 101 years old, and Tim brings her freshly made polenta when he visits.
And she's just, you know, has really brought culture into my life, so I still take her a little bite of food. I'm still a baby, she still calls me Timmy.
This morning, Tim is serving polenta for breakfast, along with an omelet, scones, date and molasses cake, and a fruit cocktail served with fresh mint and peach nectar. The polenta has crisp corners and a creamy texture inside. It's perfect.
This is a white bloody butcher corn. So when you look at our cornmeal, you'll see little specks of red in it.
This polenta is from locally grown heirloom bloody butcher cornmeal, grown by Frances Meadows and her 93-year-old father in Craigsville. Frances Meadows says they've had this heirloom seed in their family for about 5 generations. She says she grew up eating polenta, except here in West Virginia, everyone calls it corn mush.
Polenta is, you know, it's just a form of grits with, you can put different cheeses in there for flavoring. But in the old days, they made grits, but they called it mush.
Tim discovered this corn when he met Frances Meadows at a chef and farmer dialogue event in 2004. At the meeting, Meadows said that her family's farm had more than a ton of bloody butcher corn, but she couldn't find a buyer. Tim now buys about 350 pounds of it each year, and he's been using it for Cafe Cimino polenta ever since.
It's an antique corn, and it's really, the seeds are very, very hard to find.
Indeed, these seeds are rare, especially because few farmers even use their family's heirloom seeds anymore. Except for rare farmers, like Frances Meadows. This history would be lost.
It's family tradition. I think it's important if you've got an heirloom seed like that that's unchanged. I think it's everyone's responsibility to kind of protect that.
Someone who agrees with Frances is Dr. Jim Vedido, an anthropologist based out of Yancey County, North Carolina. He spent the last 15 years researching heirloom vegetables throughout Appalachia.
My research has shown that actually central and southern Appalachia is the most diverse food shed in most of North America, so all the U.S., Canada, and northern Mexico.
Dr. Vedido also directs a seed bank called the Southern Seed Legacy Project, based out of Western Carolina University. This project helps encourage farmers throughout Appalachia, like Frances Meadows and Larry Mustaine, to save their family's heirloom seeds.
Most people I talked about, well, this is part of our cultural heritage, you know, like it reminds me of my grandmother who I used to farm with, who I used to grow this corn with. And every time I'm out in the field, I think of my grandmother.
And that's why Frances is growing her family's bloody butcher, not only to preserve her family's history, but to continue the food history that her family is connected to.
I mean, that's what America was started out on, and I think the younger generation needs to get involved and keep that tradition going.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Sutton.